Hi, welcome to Math Amusings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math Amusings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math Amusings. Today's date is Friday, December 1st, 2023. This is Season 3, Episode number 48 of our show, and this is an easy one. I mean, this is a layup. It's 12-1-23. You're looking at the date, it's just the numbers 1, 2, and 3 in there. It's also, the episode number is a multiple of 3. I always appreciate that, like, Season 3, Episode 48. I realize that's happening one out of every 3 episodes, but still, it's kind of cool. You will notice also that there is no giggling or extra noises going on in the background today. Nah, it's just me. It's just the grown-ups today. Just me here on the solo tour. And that is sort of a theme of today's episode. The solo tour. I'm describing 2 separate solo tours taken about 30 years apart. One of them was me. The other by a man named Peter Jenkins. And I'll give you a minute to think about, who is Peter Jenkins? I've heard that name before. It's one of those, like, wait, Peter Jenkins? That sounds like somebody. Anyway, I read several weeks ago, a couple months ago, I guess now, this was back in October, that it was the 50th anniversary of the beginning of Peter Jenkins' walk across America. Now you're thinking, oh, right, Peter Jenkins, he's still around. He's the Walk Across America guy. And on October 15th, 1973, he famously set off on his Walk Across America, which was later published as the book A Walk Across America. So the book was published in 1979. More on that later. But Jenkins started his tour famously October 15th, 1973, and had like a big ceremony going on involved in the beginning of his journey. Now, I took a similar tour many years later. This was the beginning of 2006, literally the beginning of 2006, January 1st, 2006. Now, it's hard to believe that for me, we're talking like 18 years ago almost. And it would be easy for me to say like, oh yeah, I tried to recreate the Jenkins tour. Nope. And the similarities between me and Jenkins, total coincidence. Because here's the bizarre story in this one. That now, I read this book while on my journey, but I never did before. I knew nothing about it other than, yeah, there was a guy who walked across America, wrote a book about it. So this was summer of 05, shortly before my journey. I was planning out my escape from society and the journey, which became the book, The Other Side of the Coin. That's my book from 2007. And there was a small number of people, 5 or 6 people I told ahead of time, like, here's kind of what I'm planning. It was sort of a surprise. Like, I told more and more people as it got closer. But you know, summertime 05, mentioned it to a few of my key associates, one of whom said to me, oh, kind of like Peter Jenkins. Now, I wasn't saying that I was going to walk across America. I said I was going to take, you know, the impoverished tour and, you know, start with just the clothes on my back, the money in my pocket, and see if I could hack it in this world, and specifically the United States, this country that I live in and have come to really appreciate. And one of my friends said, oh, kind of like Peter Jenkins. And I said, who's that? And he said, well, you know, the Walk Across America guy. He wrote a whole book about this. He kind of, you know, like, just put up a, you know, tent in every night and, you know, carried the tent and his clothes and stuff on his back and, you know, roughed it out there for a few years, wrote a book about it. Like, huh, okay. Kind of filed that one away. Now, in my regular life, I didn't have time to read this book. But when I started the journey, I read it in like a day and a half. I was in North Carolina. I picked it up from the North Carolina State University Library. And yeah, read it in like 2 days. and this book that had been, you know, recommended to me, and I found all these crazy coincidences that Jenkins starts in upstate New York, as I did, although he insists on calling it Upper New York, which is just bizarre. Nobody calls it Upper New York. It's not Upper New York. I mean, I'm from upstate New York. You call it upstate. You know, if you live there, you call it upstate New York. If you live in the city, it's either upstate. You usually just say upstate. You know, it's upstate. You ever seen the movie Dirty Dancing? It takes place upstate. Anyway, he got his start at Alfred University. He just finished college there. I had just got my master's degree from a university in upstate New York and started my journey there. Turns out that Jenkins' first stop was Washington, D.C., which ironic that I live here now, but for me it was a place I had never visited before and I wanted to. I'd spent so much of my young adulthood involved in politics, I'd never been to Washington, D.C. Now for me, and I call it the bum's paradise because it's just, everything is free. You know, you walk around the monuments, it's free. Most of the museums and stuff, they're free. This is how you entertain yourself when you have no money. Read books from the library. That's the other one too. So Jenkins, who started and ended his tour, let's just say a little bit more famous than I did, was meeting with the folks at National Geographic. Because they were sort of like the National Geographic Society was in a way funding his journey. And I know that he had, pictures and the occasional article, like prior to the book even, they were like chronicling his journey, sort of like serializing the book, but not really. It's like it kind of gave glimpses of his journey along the way. And then later he publishes the whole thing as a book. And then there's a sequel and further sequels, more on that later. And then his next stop, Jenkins, you know, he stops from time to time and he meets many people along the way, some of whom are friendly and some of whom are not. And he stops in North Carolina. And I was in North Carolina all the time. And Jenkins makes a point of saying that, not to talk about race, but it's important to the story. He brings it up that he's Caucasian, let's put it that way. And the people he meets are not. He mostly associates with black people. He lives with a black family. And in my neighborhood, I found the same thing. Like, I was the only white guy in the neighborhood. And I have told this story before, that when I first called my future landlord, the person who would be my landlord, the first question he asked me when I called about it, he says, "Are you white?" And I was stunned by this. Like, yeah. He's like, "Well, you know, most of the people in the neighborhood are black." And I'm like, I don't care, it, whatever, yeah. And Jenkins found the same thing, and he writes about it, and it was amazing that, like, I had that same experience. And then Jenkins writes in the book that his goal is to make it to New Orleans, and that was my goal, too. Now, he does make it to New Orleans. I didn't on my tour. I subsequently went to New Orleans, like, a few months later after I had, come back, and I'm going to give away the ending to my book here. After Joe died, I go back home, and then I went back to North Carolina again, finish out the tour, and then I flew to New Orleans a few months later. This is right after Hurricane Katrina. Anyway, and I should say that I was reading Jenkins' book, like he describes the rationale behind his journey, and it was, well, he had been in a bad relationship, you know, boy-girl stuff, and, well, I guess we all have those stories, and mine was in part that way as well. Now, his book ends with, like, a, you know, fairy tale ending. He meets the future Mrs. Jenkins, with whom he writes this sequel. It's called The Walk West. And, you know, it's A Walk Across America Part 2, basically, and it's that one is written by Mr. and Mrs. Peter Jenkins. His wife's name is Barbara. And I thought to myself as I was, you know, on the journey, like, oh, maybe I meet a girl. Like, I didn't. That was fine. I met a girl later. We're still married many years later, but it wasn't in 2006. It was 2008. And speaking of dates, like the one thing that's kind of missing from the Jenkins book that it needs more dates. And I've spent time, like, trying to piece together the time. Like, I write down the date of everything, and I could tell you, like, dates and times even of, like, when I was doing stuff. With Jenkins, it's kind of nebulous, and I know that, all right, the October 15th, 1973 thing, that's the start. And I know that the walk ends on January 18th, 1979, that in Oregon. That's... That date is fixed in the book. And it's kind of like a celebration at the end of the thing, too. But in the middle there, it's kind of nebulous to me as far as the dates. And I try to piece this together. So in 1975 in New Orleans, he meets Barbara. They begin the walk west. But long after this is when the book is published. Like, he doesn't publish the first one until he's already married to Barbara. And they're walking west. Like, he spends time, he and Barbara spend time camped out in the Rocky Mountains, like writing the book. And yeah, it does kind of have like a, you know, The Shining sort of look to it. Like, not that bad. It's just like that, like writer's retreat in that sense. And he's working on the book, and I guess, and Barbara's helping him out with the thing. And subsequently, they're writing the sequel together, but that doesn't get published until 1981. After the full walk was done. So, and by then, with the walk ends, with Barbara's pregnant, and then so they settle down, literally, after that, and it's when the second book was written, is following that. Now, there are other Peter Jenkins and Barbara Jenkins books out there. I know there's at least one that takes place in China. There might be two, where they walk across China, or through sections of China, anyway, and then there's one in Alaska, which has a little bit of an Into the Wild feel, that also made it to a movie. And speaking of movies, the end of their journey, where they have, like, they meet so many Good Samaritans on their walk, and I can't say that that was the same for me. I met a few friends in North Carolina, but no, nobody who is, who I'm, like, still in touch with now. Whereas Jenkins writes about these people and says, you know, they're willing to put him up and help him out and give him money and fund the journey. Now, and the end of it where they come to meet him, it kind of reminds me of, like, the end of Big Fish. I love that movie. That movie, forget top 365. That movie is top five for me. Like the end of Big Fish, where the man who's dying kind of, like, or ending his journey, let's say, sees everyone that he had met in life. And then the middle, again, the book, I guess, movie based on a book, is that middle's kind of like a Forrest Gump. And of all things, Peter Jenkins, in his story, as he's walking across Alabama, meets then Governor George Wallace, who, I mean, nobody outside of Alabama thinks kind thoughts of George Wallace. And Jenkins says he had that thought going in, but he met Wallace as a person and found him to be a, you know, a genial man. And, I just had a different picture of him from everyone else, and I don't know if it's making anybody love George Wallace, the politician, but it gives a different picture from what you're used to hearing. And he writes, as I said often, of the Good Samaritans along the way. Some people treat him with a little suspicion, and it reminds me of another of my favorite travelogue books by William Least Heat Moon, who wrote a book in, I think it was 1982. I'm from 1982 also. The book is called Blue Highways. And anyway, Mr. Moon writes that the quote goes something like this: in all his journeys across America, he never encountered what he calls a hood, like bad guys. He said, "I never encountered a hood, but I was mistaken for one on many occasions." I found that to be true every time. People look on you with suspicion. You know, a stranger comes to town, suspicious. But anyway, I appreciated reading A Walk Across America both in 2006 and then picking it up again on the 50th anniversary. Yes, I read both books, actually. I bought both books because you couldn't get them from the library. I bought both books. And it's funny, I didn't realize the sequel. The copy I got, it's about 600 pages long because I didn't realize I was buying a large print edition. This thing is huge. But I appreciate hearing it. And that, just thinking about it now, I mean, so many people are probably doing this and like putting it on Instagram and stuff. Back then, he was like the only guy. I mean, he was noteworthy at the time. I guess, you know, you want to be the first. He writes about at the end, there's one other person who's doing this. There's hundreds of people doing this now. They're all putting it on social media. But I did it back in 2006. Jenkins did it in 1973. I guess it's good to be first. And I appreciate your listening to Math and Musings today. We'll do it again next Friday. In the interim, well, you can head to MikeO'ConnellJr.com.